I'd like you to look with me now at Isaiah 57, going down to verse 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Now I'm here, you're used to it, I'm not used to it. I'm taken back, impressed, and grateful for the Straight Gate Church. And we ought to be remembering our role in this congregation, remembering the Straight Gate Church's mission, remembering its history, remembering its members that sit all around you, and remembering its future, God's plan for our lives and the Straight Gate Church in Minneapolis. We also ought to be thinking, because we're there, about the family camp, its purpose. We're going to have fun, but there's a higher purpose. Its opportunities, unusual opportunities. How unusual it is today to be able to slow down as much as we will be in the next few days, and its goal. Now, we could use various words about the goal for the week or for the few days that we're together. But in this verse is the goal. It says to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Revive is a Bible word that means to bring back to life. Spiritually speaking, it's the work of God where he brings us back or lifts us up, using Bible terms, to the place where he can bless us again. That's what that is. Whenever God does a healing work, a reviving work, and the other word in the Bible used for revive, the Hebrew word is kaya, is the word quicken. Find that all the way through Psalm 119. It means revive. When God does that, when he fixes us, when he brings us back, that is the goal. And that would be also the goal of this time together at the family camp. But verse 15 zeroes in and focuses on one person. Look at verse 15 again. Matter of fact, why don't we all read it together? We've been doing a lot of that tonight. Okay, verse 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart. One person. I'm up in heaven. I have somebody up here living with me. It's one person. And it's a surprise who that person is. Now, this one person was living at a time when the righteous were in big trouble. Look at verse 1 of the chapter. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. Now, if you keep reading, you'll find that what he means is this. Righteous people in these wicked times are in big trouble, and they're in danger of being killed. That's what he means by what he says there. And yet people don't realize the reason the righteous man is going to die is so that he'll be taken away from worse times as they get worse and worse and worse. In verses 2 through 14, we won't take the time to read it, you will see that the wicked were self-righteous. Okay? They were self-righteous, wicked people. It's really quite amazing. When people who are nothing but wicked are clothing themselves in the robes of righteousness, their own righteousness, thinking of themselves as better than others, even though they're very, very wicked and persecuting the righteous. Now, here's a question for us. Who will be the closest to God by Saturday? Who in this group is going to be the closest to God? If God does a reviving work, who's going to be the one nearest to the Lord by the time we go home? It tells you right there. Dear Lord, help us to see it. Help us to see ourselves in this promise. And Lord, do something for us, because we need your help. Now, Lord, there are people here tonight who are really out of sorts with you. And of course, we can't tell by looking at each other, but there are some in real serious need. There are some for whom the family or church camp is going to be a time of rescue from future calamity. Oh, Lord, help us to hear your voice and heed it. Revive us again, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said once already, we're surprised by who it is that's up there with God in the high and holy place. Look at verse 15. It told us in verse 15, but I'm going to keep reading. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, of course that's God, whose name is holy. He says, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. There it is. To revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Now look, keep reading. For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth or angry. For the spirit should fail before me and the souls which I have made. If I'm angry at someone, if I just maintain my anger, you know what would happen? People would be annihilated. Their spirits and their souls wouldn't be able to bear my anger. So I won't contend forever. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth and smote him. Who? The one we read about in verse 15, who's living with God up there in the high and holy place. He says, I was very angry at him because of his covetousness. I smote him. I hid me and was wroth, and he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways, and I will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. You know what happens? This man with whom God is angry because of his sins, one particular sin, is dealt with by God. God chastises him. You know what he does? He repents.